When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello, and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And they still call me Sarah sometimes.
Sometimes. And today we have a very special guest who is very near and dear to our hearts and to a certain Weasley's heart. We are going to welcome Nessa to the podcast. Welcome, Nessa.
Hello. You okay?
I am so excited to have you here today.
I'm so excited to be here. I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you.
I feel like we should admit that we were supposed to start an hour ago, and all we've been doing is talking.
That's literally our lives. That's what happens every time.
Yeah. Well, we haven't talked to each other in a while. I felt like we really needed to get that out.
About when I went to get my charger earlier, Chris was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, we haven't started yet." He was like, "Oh, okay."
It's just the way it is, you know? So once again, we want to welcome you to the podcast. And as I'm reading what I wrote like weeks ago, did we really only first meet you at LeakyCon Boston?
Yeah, it seems like so much longer.
Doesn't it? Yeah, that's strange. That's not even been a year ago, but I feel like we've known you for so long.
I think it's because we're all crazy, so.
Well, probably.
I also think because March has lasted about 3 years.
You are also not.
And January itself lasted 3 years, so that's 6 years in and of itself.
That's January true. Accurate. Was such a...
We're going to have our 10-year anniversary soon, guys.
Yeah.
I know, right? We'll have to do something special. Okay, so just to kind of... get to know you, to have our listeners know who you are. You can tell us who you are, what you do, and anything that you want them to know out front.
Okay, so I'm Ness. Hello. Most people know me as Percy Weasley's girlfriend, but I'm so much more inside. I guess I should say when I got into Potter, shouldn't I?
That's
important. Important.
Yeah. So
my first introduction was my sister telling me, "I just read these books. You have to read them. They're so good." And I was a little Matilda you know, I had like the Fringe and everything, reading books all the time.
That's so
that's
cute.
That's a completely different fandom. It's not cute. I'll send you the picture.
No, but it totally fits Swish because we have this whole thing with Danny DeVito and he was in Matilda. So it like totally that's is full circle.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So I read the books and I was like, oh God, these are good. And then every year, you know, like all the films came out November time.
Yeah.
Well, that's around my birthday. So that was always like my birthday treat. My mum would be like, pick a few friends, go see the film. And I'd be like, oh my God, I get to take my friends to see my favorite films. Yay.
That's awesome.
It was fun. It was good. I think a lot of people are like, oh, did you like Harry Potter before you met Chris? Or is this like, you have to like it now? And I just want to say, no, I love it. I do really like it. It's not Chris. I was already crazy before I met him. And my Hogwarts house, I'm a Gryffindor because, well, I took the test twice and it was like Gryffindor once, Hufflepuff once. So
that's fair.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not very daring. I think it got it wrong with the chivalrous. No, daring. No.
But it's all about what you value.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you value bravery?
If you, as long as you're not being stupid, I guess.
Well,
what I'm saying is, I'm not running into any fires to save anyone.
I don't blame you.
My Ulva Morney house is Horn Serpent, but I don't know anything about it.
Me too. It's about your mind.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I don't think so. My wand is red oak, 12 and a quarter inches long, quite bendy flexibility, and unicorn hair core. Nice. And my Patronus is, apparently it's uncommon, and it's a king cobra.
And oh, like, that's yeah, cool. That is neat.
I know, I love snakes, so I'm like, yes, I can do with that one. Yeah.
That's perfect then. Usually, it's like you either, I found through this journey, people either love their Patronus or they like hate their Patronus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I hate mine, I'm just now indifferent to it.
Which is yours?
A
bowl. Yeah. Kind of small.
Small but mighty.
I literally took the test approximately 10 times, and 5 out of the 10 times I got some type of horse. So I guess mine is a horse. It's actually technically I can't ever remember if it's a white stallion or a chestnut mare, but it's one of those two.
Okay, I was going to say, like, at least it's something kind of cool. If it was just, like, a black horse, you'd be like, oh, okay.
I got a pony.
A white stallion, though, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's cool. I'm okay with it now. Bowl. It took me a while to be okay with it, because I was like, I don't like horses. This makes no sense to me. But whatever. Katie got a dolphin and she doesn't even know how to swim, so.
Yeah. Nope. Thank you. Also, they're very like family oriented.
They're very smart. So, is that what Sarah just said?
Yeah. I love dolphins. Yeah.
They like to hang out in their pods.
Yeah.
You do like company.
I do like my pod.
Can you do the dolphin noise?
Oh, do it.
Do it.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Like, think of Flipper.
I bet you Tiffany could do it. She's good at making noises like that.
Am I?
Tiffany.
You could do Chewie's noise really good. Like, you can talk
you?
Like.
I'm just imagining a really hairy dolphin.
That's it. That's my Patronus. Hairy dolphin.
A hairy dolphin. Is it like a hairy potato?
Oh, next don't one. Talk about it.
Don't talk about
Maybe
it.
Maybe by the time this episode comes out, I'll have gotten it.
Everyone else has gotten it apart from you.
Katie, I got it twice. Katie actually hasn't.
Oh, no.
Well,
oh, okay.
Katie got it from Sarah, but that doesn't really count. She hasn't gotten it herself yet, so I'm not totally alone.
Yeah.
gosh.
But she hasn't been trying for as long as I have.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I got it on like the 10th time, I mean.
For sure, no big deal.
Nessa just kept sending me the videos, and then finally she got it, and I'm like, oh, now I'm alone.
Did you see how excited I was? Yes. I was like, I did it! Yeah!
I need Chris to do it on like the first try.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna have to get him to do it now.
Just like casually walk over and be like, I need to know what kind of potato you are, and just see what he says.
Ginger tato.
Oh goodness. All right. Anything else you want our listeners to know about you before we get started? She's not playing Animal Crossing, and she doesn't want to talk about it, so there's that. Okay.
If anybody after this episode comes for me and it's like, are you playing Animal Crossing? Just leave me alone. Oh, if anybody wants to buy me a Switch. I'm joking. Don't spend your money on me.
We'll put her address in. No, no.
P.O. Box. No.
All right.
Okay.
So the first question up is, how do you like going to cons? I know that this is kind of like con season, so it's kind of sad that a lot of them are getting canceled, but hopefully a lot of them are just getting rescheduled, which would be nice.
And maybe the fall will just be like con central.
Yeah, that could be fun. It could make fall a whole new level of fun. So how do you like going to cons?
What are your memories of cons?
Longest question ever. I absolutely love going to conventions. I actually went to some before I met Chris, but it's completely different. Like going as an attendee and then going with a guest, it's so different. I think the main thing I love about them is just the people.
Yeah.
Especially like when it's specifically Harry Potter conventions, because as we all know, Potterheads are all crazy and we're all amazing.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, meeting people, like making friends like you guys, we met at a convention, you know, stuff like that. And I love keeping in touch with people. And it's definitely, like I said, with the Harry Potter ones, you know, you're going for the same thing. So it's really easy to like connect with people and things like that. I just love it. And I'm really lucky because I get to go with Chris and we get to travel to all different conventions, meet all different kinds of people. So yeah, I love it. I feel very lucky, very lucky.
Yeah, you're totally right, especially with the Potter ones. Like, there's just
it's like a community.
Yeah, it's just this different feel. Because I've been
to both. Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to ones where it's like a bunch of fandoms, and those are cool. Like, don't get me wrong, but when you go to a Potter one, it's just a little different.
I can't believe it took us as long as it did to go to LeakyCon. Like, October was our first LeakyCon. Yeah. Why did we wait so long? I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's honestly, LeakyCon and LeakyCon Boston, I should say, and then the Ironton Wizard Fest. Those are the only, I mean, and it's Ironton wasn't even really like a con, it was a fest, but I've never been to anything else, so like I don't know other cons and how they operate. All I know is that like everyone says LeakyCon is like its own thing, and it's like special in its own kind of way.
Yeah, definitely. I think actually the first time I went to, oh no, that wasn't it. Hold on. The first time I went to a LeakyCon was like one of my first really big Harry Potter conventions. Like I've been to others, but the smaller and more like you said, like festivals, not conventions. Right. And I was like, oh my God, it's all these people. And, you know, they're taking this, it sounds bad, but like they're taking this really seriously because they love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people don't realize when I go to conventions, I'm like, you know, I feel like that as well. And I think even the guests do, like, I know Chris does, like, you go and you're like, oh my God, there's all these thousands of people in one place because they love one thing and it's celebrating it together. And it is really special. So special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
I also love those little festivals, like the one that we go to in Kent and then the Ironton one that we had no idea about. I love those because it gives access to the fandom for people who might not otherwise be able to go travel, like mm-hmm. these big leaky cons and stuff like that. And I love those. So I hope small towns keep on doing things like that and their word can spread. So people can go, like, we traveled, what, like 3 hours or so to go to Ironton. And it was so worth it. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I also like, too, with both they did it at LeakyCon and, like, in Kent, and they have it at Ironton, where, like, people have the stuff that they make themselves.
Yes.
So it's, like, custom, but also, like, they're, like, you know, you're buying from small shops, and it's, like, yeah. something that, like, you might not get other places, or, like, you know, it's super cool. And they always had their Ravenclaw colors correct, usually.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
I like that. Usually. There's room for error.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, people think, oh, conventions, you're going to see your friends, you're going to see famous people, quote, unquote. But, like, I love going to all the vendors. Like, I am the worst person. If I get time, I'm like, I'm going to go just look around. And then I look around and I come back and I have, like, a suitcase full of things. Yeah. Like, oh, no. Why have I done this? But it's great. Like, I love meeting people who are, like, so excited about something that, you know, they make stuff. And, like, this, oh, my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
And it's definitely important to support the smaller businesses as well and the smaller cons.
Oh, yeah.
Because... Like you said, Tiff, it's making it more accessible to other people as well who can't afford maybe to go to like these huge conventions.
Yeah, for sure.
No, when we went to LeakyCon, we bought a bunch of stuff to give away. So like that was like, okay, I don't have to spend like my own money on stuff for me, but I can buy this for other people. And I love gifting things. So I was like, this is really cool. Can we get it? And then we like gave it all away. So like, I love, you know.
I don't even know. How many pins we bought collectively together at LeakyCon.
So much.
So many.
Outrageous.
And, like, I didn't even buy just Potter ones. Like, I have a little Party Pork from Oddment and Tweak, which is my favorite pin.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the guys over at Oddment and Tweak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the best. They're great.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
I have so many of their pins.
Yeah, me too.
They probably were like, go away. Like, we need other pins.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, this next question's could be a little loaded, but honestly, I just want to preface it with, I mean it with all of the love in the world, because you guys are couple goals, and you're like, you're just the best. So, what's the best part about sharing your life with a Weasley? And of course, we mean Chris.
Yeah.
Well, can I just say, I think you two are couple goals. So.
Aren't they, though? They make me sick.
When I met you guys at LeakyCon, I was like, they are precious, must protect. Well, what's the best part about sharing my life with a Weasley? I think for me, like, I gotta start this off by saying, everyone's like, what's it like living with Percy? And I'm like, first of all, I live with Chris,
right?
Not Percy.
Right.
They are two completely different people. Honestly, if I lived with Percy, I'd probably kill him. And I know when we first started dating, a lot of people were like, oh, you're only with him because he's Percy Weasley. And I was like,
oh my God,
that's terrible.
Guys, no.
That's awful.
I went, why did I go American? I don't even know.
I love it, though. Love it.
Oh my God, guys. Oh my God. Oh, this is so stupid.
No, we love it. We love it.
It's so great.
It's so funny.
Other things, I do feel really lucky to be able, like, being with Chris, I guess, in the way that being with him, I've got to go and do so many things that I probably wouldn't if I was on my own. And I do know that, like, I love him so much. For those who don't know, I have fibromyalgia, which is a chronic illness. And it basically means that I can't work because, well, the main symptoms are I'm always tired. I'm always in, like, a lot of pain, things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he he supports me in that. He's great, you know. He's like, it's okay, we're good, we're gonna get through this. He's so supportive, and I love him so much for that. He's a, as we say, a good egg. A good egg. Do you guys say that?
Yeah.
Good egg.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, we say that.
Oh, I might call him potato now. Good potato. Good tato.
He's a good tato.
He is a very good tato.
I'm now impartial to potatoes, so.
Oh my god. You're cutting the potatoes.
But you can do so much with them.
I know.
I agree.
Oh, no, honestly, like, we can, like, just from your social medias, like, you guys lift each other up in the absolute best ways. Like, mm-hmm. we, like, without you even telling me from your own lips, like, we know that he takes care of you. We know that he supports you. He advocates for you. And he just, like, and you said you love him so much. Well, we, like, outsiders can see that he loves you so much. And, mm-hmm. honestly, like Katie said, like, you guys are couple goals. Like, we just love the way that you love and support each other. It's so awesome to see positive relationships like that. And it's really cool to see friends and also partners. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. We're definitely very good friends, as well as boyfriend and girlfriend as well.
Yeah. And that's what I like, because, like, I can relate that to, like, my husband and I. Like, we love to just, like, hang out, play games, and have fun together, but then, like, get to be married, which is also really cool. So, like,
yeah. I will say that Tiffany's lying and he's not cool.
You have to say that, though.
Cool is relative. Like, we don't know if he's cool or not. No, he is definitely a nerd, but
we have fun. Who isn't a nerd?
Those are the best.
But he's also... he's just my brother, so I have to say that he's not anything. But if I'm being honest, everyone knows that he's my favorite sibling, so.
It's out
there,
man. You
heard it here first, world.
See, I think he knows that, though. Not that he cares.
I remember when I first started dating Chris, and we moved in together, and I was like, do I have to, like, hide all of my Harry Potter stuff so he doesn't think I'm, like, a crazy stalker? Because I kept it, like, pretty low.
Oh!
Like, I was like, I don't want him to think I'm crazy and that I'm with him just because he was in Harry Potter, so I'll just keep it on the down low and not say anything. And then we moved in together, and I was, like, putting all my Harry Potter stuff away. And he was like, you like Harry Potter, don't you? I was like, yeah. He's like, you really like Harry Potter, don't you? I was like,
you're like, yeah, I've seen the movies, like, a couple of times. Yeah, like,
I can quote some of it. Oh,
God. None of them are your lines. I don't know.
But I think the moment where he was like, oh God, was when he still has all of his scripts, like, every script that he ever had. He's got them all. He's got all the call sheets, and he showed me one day, and I was like, yeah, cool. And he was like, wait, are you all right? I was like, I'm fine.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh, it's completely normal. Yeah. Okay.
That would be so hard to keep it together. Like,
mm-hmm. Megan would cry.
Sure.
I cried when I found out that Rupert Grint was coming to a con, okay? Like,
well, you cried when you were like, we were all like, we could go.
I know, and then you're like,
she was like, we can.
We can.
And then everything got canceled.
Are you an ugly crier as well? Because I am the world's ugliest crier.
Nah, I don't think she ugly cries.
I don't tend to.
She gets really red and...
And I laugh. I laugh.
Yeah.
I cry laugh. Like, that's...
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pretty ugly crier. Not pretty, but just, you know, pretty ugly at crying.
Well, I am the world's ugliest crier. Like, even tears of happiness, people are like, who died?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If I saw a script in real life, I would have a minor like panic attack on the inside. Like, how do I handle this? How do I like take in what I'm looking at? Like, oh my god!
When we finish recording, I'll get it up on the screen and show you. Yeah,
she's gonna cry.
Don't look at me.
I think the closest one to me right now is actually Philosopher's Stone as well. So.
Meg just died.
That's the best one. That's the
best one. Oh, God.
All right, next question. Next.
So I just want you to talk about, you and Chris have like a charity that I want you to talk about, basically, is the question.
Give me all your money. No, don't. I'm joking. other people need it. We have a few that we support. So I guess the one that we try and support a lot, like, I can't words. Hold on. What am I trying to say? The one that we support, like, quite a bit is Transfiguring Adoption. Mm-hmm. I think you guys know about them, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So for anyone who doesn't know about them, oh, yay! Oh, you got one of the owls.
Yes, so cute.
That's really cute. So basically, they have resources for foster and adoptive families because, as you probably know, anyone that goes through a foster or adoptive scheme, there's usually a bit of trauma involved with that. And it's handing out resources to people who need it, like how to deal with it, how to, you know, is this film gonna induce trauma for someone who's watching it, who's been through that, stuff like that. They're amazing. I know they do most of their work in America, but it is all around the world. And yeah, they're great guys. We love them so much. It's really close to Chris's heart because he was adopted when he was a baby, so it means a lot to him. I think you were adopted as well, weren't you, Megan?
I was, yeah, mm-hmm. As a baby. Yeah. So it's important to me, and I feel grateful because I don't really remember any trauma because I was a newborn. So, like, I'm grateful in that sense, but I understand that most situations there is. So, yeah, actually, they reached out to me to try to – because they do a lot of their business through cons, and a ton of them got canceled. I went and I got an owl and I talked about it on my Instagram, and they have all of these owls to adopt, but they don't have conventions to go to get them adopted. So if anybody wants to go adopt an owl, they're only $30, and it comes with a little story of a family that needs like positive vibes basically, or prayers.
They're so freaking cute.
They're so cute. Yeah. They're so cute. And you can like pick what house you want. I of course got Slytherin. He's so cute, and it was really cute because when I placed the order, they messaged me on Instagram and they're like, he's coming to you, and they like took a picture of the owl that they picked out for me.
Oh, that's so cute.
And they're also working on a book that they're making.
Yes, yeah.
So I think that you can go, well, let me pull up the website that you can
the
go
the website in. Is transfiguringadoption.com. That's their website.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so I'm going to need to get a little owl.
Yes.
I know. They're the cutest things.
Yeah. We talked about it. The episode that's coming out this weekend is the one where that's our, like, news thing that we talked about.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I'll have to get a Hufflepuff one.
Our weekly profit was all about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have really cool merch as well. Like, they have T-shirts and hoodies and caps and things like that. You can become a volunteer. So you can help them. They're just amazing guys, and what they do for adoptive and foster families is brilliant.
Yeah, that's awesome. To them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. My for those of you who don't know, I'm 31, going to be 32.
What?
And my friend, being at such a young age, she and her husband have been taking and fostering middle school and high school boys. And I just like,
they're the nicest people in the entire world.
They don't listen, but shout out to Jackie and Colin. But they like, so like there's sweet. Just something so incredibly special about that. And Colin is such a good male figure in their lives, and Jackie being such like a positive female figure in their lives, and they really help these young men grow up to be their full potential. And they've had a lot of the boys have had a lot of success. So it's really awesome. Been awesome to see. It's such a large need. So we want to support people in every way that we can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. They're amazing guys, and your friends sound like amazing people.
Thank you.
It takes a really strong person to be able to do that. So yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. They're genuinely, I've met her husband once, and I've met her like maybe twice, literally the nicest people I've ever met. So sweet, like just the greatest couple.
Yeah.
They are.
What other charities? I mean, one of the big ones we support as well is Pride Cymru, which is, you know, Pride in Wales. So we do a lot of stuff for them. They always have like, you know, like their big parade in the summer, which I really hope is still gonna go ahead.
Honestly, yes.
I know. Chris always hosts their main stage. We've done that for the past 2 or 3 years now. It's just so much fun, you know. I just love Pride.
It's so much fun.
Go ahead, are you gonna say what I was gonna say?
I'm a horrible gay person, and I've never been to a Pride.
Yeah,
I really need to go. I know. This summer.
I'm a bad ally, because I've also never been to one.
Oh. You guys gotta go.
If any happen this summer, I'm gonna try and hit up as many as we can. Like, we'll pick one a weekend in June and just, like, go.
That's what we want to do last year, and somehow it
something
just
happened
work
last year where we, like, ran out of time and couldn't. But we wanted to go to Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati. We're gonna do it, man.
You should so much
go
fun.
Go to Columbus, and Nina West might be there.
Oh. Columbus usually does a pretty good
one. She follows us on Instagram or Twitter, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I think she follows us on Instagram. Twitter.
Something. Yeah.
I told my sister that. My sister was like, she does! Yeah. I'm jealous.
No, she is the nicest person. Me and Chris met her when she was touring in the UK, and she's That's just awesome. Absolutely lovely. She's literally a Disney princess.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Love it.
I want to be a Disney princess.
I love you Columbus. Let's do it. If it happens, we're going to go.
There's nothing like it, really, like Pride. There's just so much fun, and like everyone there is like just so happy and like just having a great time.
Disneyland.
In a way, it's kind of like a convention, you know. All the people are there for the same reason. Mm-hmm. It's like a family. Yeah.
And it's
like
always so colorful.
Yes.
Well, yeah, rainbows.
I love it.
I don't have anything.
I know. I was like, that's what rainbows
you
do
have
for
your
you.
Dumbledore's gay shirt, babe.
I could wear that, yeah.
You could definitely wear Dumbledore's gay.
Oh, upset. Chris is actually wearing that t-shirt today.
Yeah.
Awesome. Own Pride merch you could wear.
Oh, yeah, duh. We have Pride merch.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Disneyland Paris has like an actual Pride event, and I was like, that sounds perfect for us, Disney and Pride. I mean, we should do it. Probably not this year, because like it's in Paris, but you know, eventually.
One day.
Right. One day.
Yeah.
So another thing we do for, well, kind of Pride, is me and Chris have these badges that we sell when we go to conventions. They are £1, and they support the Albert Kennedy Trust, which is a charity in the UK. And they provide mostly temporary but also long-term living for LGBTQIA plus people who either can't stay at home because they're not welcome or don't have a home, and it puts them in housing. These are the badges.
I love them.
It says House of Christmas. I think we gave you guys, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think we have those. Yeah.
I have them on my LeakyCon lanyard still, but I need to switch it to my backpack.
Cool.
I need like a whole board. Like I need a cork board so I can put all my pins up so I can display them so I can look at them.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, is it my turn? Oh, no. It's Tiffany's turn. Sorry.
No. It's my turn. I like this question a lot. So, do you have a favorite cosplay that you've seen in your travels?
Oh, that's so
I know. There are so many good ones.
I think anyone who does cosplay is amazing. Like, they have the confidence to do that. They're all winners to me. I really like the like uncommon ones, like the ones you don't see all the time. My my really good friend Katie, she does cosplay. She's absolutely amazing. Look her up on the Instagram. It's at Lottie Lumos. Shout out, Katie. I love you.
Oh my god!
And that... then she.
Go ahead. What? Sorry. No. Oh, okay. No. So.
Oh my god! Is that one of the girls?
That's one of the. So that's one of the girls that we, like, randomly met in England when we were over there on vacation. So, like, she was on vacation. Yeah. She was on vacation with her friends, Brandy, who runs Simply Potter, and Kate. And they were traveling together, and we ran into each other at Annick Castle because we were both there to do the tour for, like, Harry Potter. And then we went back to Edinburgh that night, and they were there again. We ran into each other again in Edinburgh.
Twice.
We ran into them in the graveyard. At like the graveyard with all the names, Greyfriars Kirkyard, and then also again in the Boy Wizard shop on Victoria Street.
Yeah,
we like seriously ran into each other like 5 times. It was so funny.
That's hilarious. Katie's like a really good friend of mine, and it's actually one of the cosplays she made for Brandy, who you guys met. And it's, you know what, Slughorn as the armchair.
Yes. I love it.
I love that one so much because I'm just like, what went through your head that be like, I want to be an armchair better person at the same time?
Yes, I saw Brandy wearing that at the celebration of Harry Potter.
R.I.P. Sips for sadness,
I'm gonna sip some water for sadness.
I need to go to that. Like, that needs to come back. That makes me angry.
Don't they know who we are? We demand it.
The fandom is so huge.
I never went either, Tiff, so I'm like, okay.
That's sad, man.
It was the best weekend of the year.
I'll tell you what, everything's shut down, right? So let's earn our money back. Let's bring that back and get people going. Like, I'll spend... Let's go.
We have universal passes. Do we have to buy an extra ticket for it?
No,
I'll do whatever. I don't care.
No, it was included. You could just go.
See, look at that.
Wow. Nice.
But I love all of her cosplays. I follow her on Instagram, and I love her one that she did of Rapunzel. Oh my gosh, so beautiful.
Oh,
she,
Katie.
Yeah, Katie. I love her Rapunzel. Like,
all the cosplays that Katie does are amazing. She made my Beauxbatons cosplay.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's perfect. She's amazing. What other ones? Do you guys watch the cosplay contest at LeakyCon in Boston?
We were recording and we were watching it from above.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
I was actually judging it, and the girl that won, I cannot remember her name, and I don't know if she has Instagram, but she did an Okami cosplay from Fantastic Beasts.
I remember that girl.
And, like, when you looked at it from afar, you were like, oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, my God, up close. Like, she hand-stitched each scale.
Wow.
And, like, some of them were sparkly. Some of them were, oh, my God. It must have taken her hours. And she was like, oh, yeah, this is one of the first cosplays I've made.
It was beautiful. I remember seeing her walking around.
Yeah.
And then there's me trying to sew a straight line, like,
right?
Yeah,
that was amazing.
People are talented, man.
The cosplays at LeakyCon were amazing.
Just cosplay in general. Yeah. It's just like I don't know how they like. Yeah, I will become a Hogwarts student, and like I love doing that.
Bought the pieces,
right? But like these people make these things, and they look so good.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Who was the person that was the stained glass window mermaid?
Brandy.
Brandy.
That was Brandy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the bubble machine. Yeah. It was so good. It was like an interactive cosplay.
And her friend.
So my sister's best friend is like that. They haven't gone to cons in a while, but she is super, super talented. And we had a Halloween party like at my house. It was just like 10 of us. And, like, her makeup was spot on, her outfit, because she's been like sewing stuff since we were in grade school, really. She did her own prom dress, which was phenomenal. But like her cosplays are amazing. I'm like, I don't get how people do that, because I can't. I could put makeup on my face and do my hair.
Hey, that's talent though, because yeah. I just get by. Oh goodness.
I'm gonna see if I can find a picture of her from Halloween, because even like I get worried like putting contacts in my eyes, like colored ones, because like it just makes me nervous, but she doesn't care, so like it was so good.
Okay, I'm gonna play off of this question. So Ness, so if you could do like an amazing, the most awesome thing you could think of cosplay and have it like come through and go to a LeakyCon or the Celebration of Harry Potter, bring it back, what would you go as?
Oh, it would have to be something like really over the top.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my god. I'd just be a Thestral.
Oh, yeah! That'd be so cool.
Very cool.
Like with all the ribs and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be
like
awesome.
The what is it? Like it feels like a bat wing, like the skin.
Yeah,
like leathery and.
Yeah, I like really like creepy cosplays as well. I think the first ever cosplay I did was a character from Silent Hill. So I like the really creepy ones. So yeah, maybe a Thestral.
I think that'd be cool.
White contacts. They have like straight white eyes.
All right, so how about we go into some would you rathers?
Yay!
Yeah. I literally have, I think, like hundreds. So I'm just going to scroll and we're going to pick as
gonna
I go.
We're going to do every single one. So strap in. Hope you cleared your entire Saturday.
This episode's five hours
later.
Right? Can we enter them too?
Yeah, I think so. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know any of these. So.
Okay, the first one comes from Callie. And she asks, would you rather listen to a screaming mandrake without earmuffs or listen to one of Umbridge's condescending lectures without earmuffs?
Mandrakes.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, but they'd kill you.
Not if it was a young one. If it was a young one.
No.
I guess she doesn't say young.
Let Ness answer.
Sorry. No, I prefer this way. This way's more fun. Just hearing you lot argue. Yeah, I think if it's like a little mandrake, I'd probably just like take the unconsciousness instead of one of Umbridge's lectures.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the window in Hogsmeade at Universal where you could hear the mandrake crying. And yeah, it's really annoying, but Umbridge makes me want to punch her in the face. So I'd rather stand there and listen to this plant cry.
True.
Than listen to Umbridge.
Yeah, yep.
But if it's a baby one, you're just going to pass out. So then you are saved. So you should go with the mandrake always.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Or make sure it's old. Pretend you don't have earmuffs on, but you really have earplugs in, and you have Umbridge giving you the lecture, so then it's screaming, and then she dies.
Whoa.
Problem solved.
So murder.
Oh my god.
I didn't do it. The mandrake did.
You just helped facilitate.
Mandrake accidents happen all the time. Right? All the time.
True. This is the wizarding world.
Okay, the next one comes from Samantha, and she asks, would you rather have to throw up slugs for the rest of your life or be a squib at Hogwarts like Filch, being surrounded by magic but not being able to do it?
Jesus. That is so mean.
That's awful.
Oh, Filch. I probably squib, because if you're just like stirring up slugs all your life, that's not a life.
I agree. Yeah,
because at least you can like benefit from the magic around you, even though you can't do it, you know.
You can't benefit from much if you're throwing up slugs.
Right. I agree.
Am I throwing up slugs like on the daily or like just when I'm sick
for the rest of your life? I don't know.
To be fair, that question's made me really sad. I feel really sorry for Filch.
I know.
Yeah, no, we've talked about this. He, that's probably why he's not a nice egg or potato.
I think too, it's
bad potato.
Like, they're prejudiced anyways against Squibs, and then like they're gonna be mean to him.
Yeah. There's a lot of prejudice in the wizarding world.
There is. They're so advanced in so many things, and they're very far behind in others.
Yeah. At least they beat
us. Why don't you have pens?
Yeah.
Why don't they have pens?
Right? Like, why didn't Hermione just show up there with pens? Like, she'd be like, guys, look at this.
She'd be like a goddess.
She could, like, make money. Be like, hey, a galley and a pen. Here you go.
And they're like, really bad biros as well. Not even good ones.
They're like dollar store pens.
Dollar store pens. Okay, here's a better question that won't make us sad.
Better be.
Would you rather go to the Hogwarts Halloween feast or the Yule Ball?
Food all the way, the feast.
1,000%.
I was going to be like, Yule Ball, then I was like, oh, wait.
No, I want Halloween.
Halloween.
I love Christmas, though.
Yeah. But hot, like the pumpkins hanging. Oh my gosh, it's so pretty.
I feel like
I said before, I love scary cosplays, so, you know, scary Halloween every time.
What if you could have, like, a scary Christmas?
Like, the Nightmare
Before Christmas, you mean?
That is my favorite film.
Me too. I love it so much.
It's so good.
I feel like the Yule Ball is, like, too uptight and formal of event.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, the Halloween feast is, like, eat candy.
Eat candy.
And you're wearing robes, so you could totally, like, not wear pants or something underneath, and you could just eat as much as you want.
You know that when you wear a dress, you don't have to wear pants. Well, at least, like...
Can I just say, this is how Tiffany is doing in isolation.
You can't see the bottom half. You don't know if I'm wearing pants or not.
Oh, God.
All right, this one's kind of difficult.
Oh, here we go.
Would you rather be part of the Malfoys or the Dursleys?
Malfoys.
Malfoys. I have magic.
All right.
Malfoys.
Malfoys.
What do we think of these shoes?
I can't, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
They're very
nice. Would I wear them?
No.
No.
I probably wouldn't.
Ooh, this is
They're only $30.
Do you want me to do one?
Actually, be $24.
Yeah, Tiffany, go ahead.
Okay. I like this question. This is from Megan and Katie's friend, Rory. Would you rather have Oliver Wood or Harry Potter as your Quidditch captain? And then she put, like, the heart eye face.
Harry.
I'm going to have... This is really weird, but I'm going to have to say Harry. Because every time someone's like, I find Oliver Wood so sexy, I'm like, yeah, but that's Sean. Like, I just like see the people now and I'm like, oh god, that's Sean though. No. So yeah, Harry Potter.
From character standpoint,
met him in Quality Quidditch Supplies, which was hilarious. Like, who meets him in Quality Quidditch Supplies in the wizarding world?
No, that
I mean,
was
that is so stereotypical.
Yeah, I know.
That was the best though, because we literally took a Quaffle off of the wall and had him sign it, and then I paid for it.
Yep.
I was like, here, sign this. And then I'm like, oh, I have to buy this.
I was like, please be careful with this. It's still wet. While you ring it up.
Oh, that was great. Okay. This one comes from Mia.
It's Mia. I told her I'd stop messing it
Mia.
Up.
Mia.
I know. Would you rather be Minister for Magic or Headmaster or Headmistress of Hogwarts?
Neither. It's too much responsibility.
I agree.
If I had to choose, I'd say Hogwarts.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, probably Hogwarts. It's a smaller realm.
Yeah.
We'll have way more fun.
Like, I would never want to be president or prime minister. No. Like, too much.
No.
Too much.
Like, I can't decide what to eat.
Right.
Right?
I mean, how am I going to make these big decisions?
Ness.
And, like, when you look at pictures of, like, the presidents before they started their term and the end of it,
yeah,
they have aged because they go through so much stress. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
I don't need that kind of fast-forward aging in my life.
Yeah.
I have a really good one after Katie talks.
So, Ness, I know you're fighting between being a Gryffindor or a Hufflepuff, but you've said that you would enjoy the Halloween feast, and you can't decide what you would want to eat, so you're clearly a Hufflepuff, so welcome to the crew.
You're a Hufflepuff.
Have you ever had a Dairy Queen ice cream cake?
No, because you don't have that in the UK.
Well, the next time that we're all together in America, we're going to get you one. And then after you eat it, we're going to talk about how you eat it, what your favorite part is, because that's really going to determine what house you're in.
Okay.
It's so we need to bring her ice cream, cake, and glue.
And biscuits.
And biscuits.
A biscuit. I've had ice cream cake, just not the dairy. Oh,
but it's very specific. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Okay.
Because we discussed it in the episode that's coming out this weekend, because it's like chocolate ice cream, and then it's got fudge and crumbly bits, and the whole thing is covered in vanilla ice cream, and then it has like the icing like on top, like the decorations,
right?
And amongst the four of us, each of us I would say eats it in a different way and enjoys, like, my favorite part is the fudge and the crumbly bits, which is most people who aren't crazy's favorite part of it. Megan's favorite part is the ice cream, the vanilla ice cream. So, like, it's just, we were talking about, like, how you eat it. I was like, if you strategically think about it, you're Ravenclaw. I love the fudge and crumbly bits. You're Hufflepuff. I think a Gryffindor just eats it. I don't know. Maybe the, no. The Gryffindor, I said, eats it, the fudge and crumbly bits.
I'm sorry. I've just looked it up and I've got a picture. I'm just saying I would definitely start from the bottom, like with the chocolate fudge crumbly bit. And then the ice cream and the icing, I don't need that. Just chocolate.
I will say, the icing is so good, though.
It is.
And I said Slytherin, their favorite part, like, if you're Megan eats it, we're like, she's saving the vanilla ice cream for last. We're like, I save the fudge stuff for last. Because I'm a normal human being.
Yeah, no, I just chuck the ice cream and the icing away and just eat all the chocolate. And
just when the next time we're gonna make sure you eat it and your whole life is gonna change.
Yes,
I'm gonna feel very on the spot. Like, I'll be like, how do I eat this without looking?
We're all gonna be like,
I'm gonna be like, I'm already gonna know that I'm gonna lose this battle. I just really like vanilla ice cream. Leave me alone.
I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's delicious.
I have a fantastic would you rather, okay? So this comes from Tam Tam. Would you rather eat earwax or vomit flavored birdie butts?
Earwax.
Wait. Do you mean like actual earwax or birdie butts?
So they're both birdie butts. Would you rather have an earwax flavored or a vomit flavored?
Oh, earwax, I think.
I think earwax.
Yeah.
I've had the vomit one.
Oh, yeah. We have
Is
gotten
the...
Is
that the one that I gag?
Yeah.
No, you gag on sardines.
Sardines was disgusting.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Also, rotten
We need
egg.
To do it earwax. In our tasting videos. Those were fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I have done it before. I've put them in like a little tin and then gone to my nieces and nephews and be like, try a jelly bean.
So cruel.
I am the worst aunt in the world.
That's what I would do. I brought baking chocolate to school when I was in grade school. And I was like, guys, I'm like, this is the best chocolate I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I got more than one person to eat it. And they're like, bleh.
See, but I think American chocolate tastes like bacon chocolate. Your chocolate's horrible.
It's
so bad. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's so bad.
So imagine what our bacon chocolate's like.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also going to have to bring you Mally's chocolates the next time we see you, because that's the only good chocolate in America.
Truth.
Well, like,
no. Ghirardelli's.
That's good chocolate.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I get good chocolate, but Mally's is delicious.
Mally's is really good.
There's nothing in this world like Mally's hot fudge.
Agreed.
Wait, how do you spell it? I'm writing it down.
M-A-L-L-E-Y.
Oh, like O'Malley. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just without the O. We're not related, unfortunately.
Oh, yep. Can you imagine, though?
Oh, I'd be so rich with chocolate.
I would be hitting you up for free chocolate, like, daily.
I will say, when we went trick-or-treating with Alana in October, we hit up two of the Mally's houses because, you know, we know they got the good stuff. And they literally gave us, like, bags of full-size stuff. And one of them was, like, huge. It was their pretzel
The big
bar.
Chocolate bar, yeah.
Oh, the pretzel bar.
Yeah, we ain't dumb. We know where to trick-or-treat.
I'm so jealous.
They live by us. Come over our house the next time. Oh, so the next time they're doing it, next Halloween?
Well, when we have a kid, we're all going to go trick-or-treating together, and we'll take him to the Mally's house.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay, I have another one. Would you rather live during James and Lily's time frame or Harry's time frame?
Oh,
which war do you want?
Right.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know, probably the first one. It doesn't seem as bad as the second one. I mean, like,
yeah.
I don't think as many people died, so.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. I'm going to say the second one because he was defeated.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you believe in Cursed Child, his daughter comes back.
Oh, God.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
Don't worry about me. I've not seen it or anything.
I'm sorry.
No!
I'm gonna leave now. No, Jake.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. I've read the screenplay.
Oh, God!
Oh, God. Okay, I was like, oh, no.
My heart
sank. Oh, no.
I literally was like, we're never talking to her again.
I got so excited.
I'm used to being a life ruiner, so...
If you guys are only listening to the audio, you need to watch this video because literally everyone's faces is like, oh my God.
I mean, if anything's true, like, I've been told I'm mean, so...
And you let us just sit in that awkward silence. How
I love
I
it.
Know?
I love it. Because I would have done it.
Now I know how your niece feels when you bring over the furry bot.
I seriously was like, oh no, what do we do?
What have I done?
What have we done?
I'm sorry, I love you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay, I want to do one. Okay, this comes from Brie. Would you rather own a time turner or the invisibility cloak?
Invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
Invisibility
Don't even cloak. Need to think about it.
Yeah. Same.
I can't mess anything up that way.
Did you? Yeah. No.
Yeah, you could mess stuff up with an invisibility cloak, but you're invisible, so they don't know what to do.
Truth. Good call.
I have a really good one now. Let me do another one. This comes from Kelsey. Would you rather listen through a week straight lessons, no other subject, with Professor Binns or Professor Lockhart?
Oh,
God.
Lockhart.
I'd say Lockhart because I'd just be there like laughing at how stupid he is.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go with that.
Same, because this is boring. Lockhart, you're like, man, this guy is living in a fantasy land.
It's like sort of entertaining.
Yeah.
Think
of the laughs.
Or you could go to Binns and just like fall asleep. He probably wouldn't notice.
That's
he
true.
Doesn't.
Or just like work on something else.
Yeah,
like
class.
Yeah, take some drawing or... I don't know, something.
If you have little headphones, I don't have these, the little earbuds. What are those called? Earpods? Is that what they're called?
AirPods. Sarah. What are you, 80?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I'm about to be 80 in 2 weeks.
She's listening to the memes through her AirPods.
But if you have them, he probably wouldn't even notice. You could be listening to something else.
Sarah, technology doesn't work at Hogwarts.
Push and flick in one ear. They have watches. It would work now. Magic.
I was just reading an order where Hedwig comes back and she's injured and Harry's in Binns' class and he like goes over to the window, gets her, sits back down. She's like in his lap. She spreads her wings out and he still has to talk to Binns to be like, hey, I don't feel good. And he, like, looks up and he's like, huh? So he literally is just, like, reading notes. So you could do whatever in that class.
Yeah.
All right.
None of us gave an answer to that question.
I know.
I guess I would switch it then to Binns if I could just do whatever I want in his class.
Yeah, true. Binns.
Yeah, I changed my mind as well.
Okay, I have a good one here. So they're all good, let's be real. So John asks, would you rather get 4 more Harry Potter books or 8 more Wizarding World movies or books? Example, Fantastic Beasts or Cursed Child.
Oh.
Can we just have an 8-part series of The Marauders, please?
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Yep. I mean, like, at this point, that's all people ask for. Like, just give it to us.
Just give it to us.
Why are you messing around?
Give it to me, baby.
Oh my gosh. But, like, I really just want to see how the relationship changed between Lily and James. Like,
for real.
He was not cool. And then all of a sudden, like, they have a kid.
Because, like, that's fake news.
Oh my god.
Lily would not have fallen in love with James.
Nobody would.
Right?
Oh, that's a lie, actually. Sirius and Remus fell in love with James, but...
That's true. That is super true.
I want to see Sirius and Remus be a thing. Just let it be a thing.
I can see it.
If I can't have Remus and Lily, at least give me Remus and Sirius.
Hashtag Wolfstar.
Yeah, yeah. Wolfstar. I'm into it.
I have a nice question.
Okay.
This is from Shannon. Would you rather have a butterbeer at Hogsmeade or at Diagon Alley?
Oh.
I know.
I think it depends. Like, to be fair, I think the only reason I go to Diagon Alley is because I need to buy something. Hogsmeade is kind of a nice walk into Hogsmeade.
Mm-hmm.
I think Diagon Alley would be stressful, man. All the people.
Very busy.
Yeah.
I think I would say Hogsmeade just because, like, at least you have the beautiful backdrop of the castle as well. Like... It's just seems like a pretty area and is more relaxing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, it's Hogsmeade. Yeah.
I'll tell you, if it is while school is in session and I take the day off and Diagon Alley is empty, I would sit and chill in Diagon Alley. Like I'd get a butterbeer and I'd sit at the, what is it, Florian's ice cream. And I'd sit out. Yeah, I'd sit outside there and just kind of hang. And then I'd go get ice cream.
I feel like Florian Fortescue would come out if you were just drinking butterbeer on his stoop and be like, get out of here, you bum.
Get out.
Yeah, probably. What if I had my invisibility cloak?
I would. So if we're talking about Universal.
You stole my answer. Go ahead.
I would probably say Diagon Alley. But if I'm thinking real-time life Wizarding World like it exists, Hogsmeade.
Yep.
But
it's like we're married.
If we were at Universal, I would also probably take it into Nocturne Alley.
All right, get out of here.
I would drink it in there because A, it's air-conditioned, and B, it's dark and usually pretty quiet, and I enjoy it.
You could have a side of fingernails.
But there's nowhere to sit.
Yes, there is. There's benches. You just have to find them. They're hidden in the shadows.
We've napped on them.
I totally took a nap on it one time.
Totally. When we sat on the steps by Gringotts, that was really nice.
Yeah. Really high up. You can overlook everything.
That just makes me think of Butterbeer ice cream when I want some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the ice cream. I just have this really weird vision in my head of, like, Megan in Borgin and Burks, like, behind something, just, like, tiny sips on her butterbeer.
That's accurate. She's
done that.
I love Nocturne Alley. It's a weird...
She's like, can we just, like, go sit in there?
I just want to go sit in Nocturne Alley and do all the magic.
I love Nocturne Alley.
I like that they have a lot of skulls. And I can't buy anymore. I think I almost bought one the last time we were there.
Well, I like Borgin and Burks because they have a lot of Deathly Hallows stuff, and that's my favorite. Yeah. And you don't see a whole lot of that at the other places in the park, I don't think, at least.
Yeah.
Everything's just a little bit darker, and I like that aesthetic. And you know, I have too many skull things in my room. But literally, I think the last time I was there, I was like, I really could bring this back. It's like, no, I already bought a skull from them.
Do you know that there's actually... Sorry.
No, go
ahead.
Nah. I was going to say, did you know that there's actually a supposedly cursed object in the Borgin and Burks shop?
There is?
Really?
Yeah. Where? So I have a really good friend, George. He's one of the art directors at Universal. And he got a lot of the stuff together for the Harry Potter worlds. And apparently, like, one of his colleagues went out and, like, you know, there's the China doll in the case that has like a skeleton arm and half a skeleton head.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He went to an antique shop and found that doll and he was like, oh, can I buy it? Because like you know, they were looking for props. And apparently the woman was like, oh, well, yeah, if you want, but I have to tell you, it's apparently cursed. And he was like, oh, really? Even better. So
he grabbed it.
And, like, you know, they, like, smashed its head so it has, like, and, like, did all weird stuff to it. And then they put it in the shop. And about a week after, somebody was closing the shop. And what you have to do is you close, you ring, like, the main control and be like, oh, Borgen & Bix is closed. I'm coming back now. And then so they rang and they were like, hi. And the person on the other line was like, what? I can't hear you. What? So they hung up and, like, left. And they're like, why? I don't understand what was going on. And it was like, all I could hear was screaming. For real. That is a true story.
Oh my god!
So, and apparently they hear, like, stuff rattling against her case, like, because she's in a glass case. Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh my gosh.
I love that!
Yeah,
in
every time.
In a creepy way.
Yeah, but every time I see that doll now, I'm like, no.
don't make any eye contact.
Yeah, don't look at that doll.
Oh, that's my so gosh. Bizarre. Now I want to go back even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, look at.
Ooh, that was strange.
Crazy. Do we have any more?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, this is morbid. Fun question.
I love
it. Goes along with what we're talking about.
Would you rather kill Sirius or Fred Weasley?
Whoa.
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 What?
Who are these people?
Oh, this sorry. This comes from Alicia, so we can thank Alicia for this.
Alicia. You're right, babe. Alicia, blink twice if you need help. Oh, God. This is so hard.
Yeah.
I mean... Ugh. I'm going to say it. I'd just kill Fred.
Why? What's your reasoning? So
my reasoning is that, you know, Sirius was, like, one of the only father figures that Harry had.
It's true, that's true.
And, you know, I mean, the Weasley's got a ton of kids.
I was going to say Sirius because he's older and has lived longer, but at the same time,
he hasn't.
Because he's
been
in prison for really long.
Yeah. I'd have to get rid of Fred, too, because I feel like Sirius needs a chance at life.
Hold on.
So,
but Fred is the one that already dies, right?
Yeah.
They're both dead.
Well, no, I know. Okay, but I just didn't know if she chose the other Weasley twin who was alive. I just couldn't remember who died. I'm a bad fan. I'm sorry.
Holy George.
So yeah, I would pick Fred for sure.
But I would say if Death just wanted a body, I probably would just do myself and then have them live.
Do myself.
How selfless.
Very selfless of you.
Wait, that's such a Gryffindor thing to say. What the hell?
And I'm a Ravenclaw.
I know, that's what I mean.
I think Gryffindor's like my last house. I don't know. I think Hufflepuff's my second hard.
I have one that's not heavy like that last one.
Okay.
It's not about death.
Would you rather be an animagus or a metamorphagus?
Ooh.
Oh, you're going to have to remind me what a metamorphagus
like
is.
Like Tonks, how she can change her appearance.
But do they actually like fully change? Or is it just like a certain thing of them changes?
She
can change her whole self. She changed herself into an old woman. Hair, nose, whatever.
Oh, yeah, she did. I just go all out and do all of them. So, the second one. I can't say that word.
It's okay.
How'd you say it?
Metamorphagus.
Metamorphagus.
There you go.
If you're a metamorphagus, can you change into an animal?
I don't know, because that would
change everything.
Because I would want to be an animal. So, like, if I couldn't become an animal...
Yeah, she turns into a duck.
She does, yeah, that's right. She does change her mouth into...
Well, then I'd want to be that, because then it's the best of both worlds.
That's true. Yeah, metamorphagus.
Teddy agrees.
Teddy does agree. Teddy, say hi.
All right, Teddy.
Teddy, say hi to Nessa. He's
Teddy.
Being shy. This is a fun one. This comes from Jessica.
Would you rather go to Beauxbatons or Durmstrang?
Ooh, neither.
Durmstrang?
Neither?
Yeah, neither.
Why?
I don't know. Because Durmstrang, like, they teach all the dark arts.
But Crumb came out of there, and he's all right.
Well, if they listen, but
he's good looking too.
Yeah, and then Beauxbatons just not my scene.
Beauxbatons just not your scene.
Not my scene. It's...
Yeah. I understand this. I understand what you're saying.
Thank Katie, you. Because, thank you.
And like, I'm like Durmstrang. They're into like, you know, being bad boys and like exercise. And I'm like, that ain't me.
So it's cold there, Katie. So Katie, yeah, hate it.
I would I not hate like it.
And then Beauxbatons seems like, I know Beauxbatons seems like the kind of place where they would make you learn how to sew and do girl things, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm a strong, independent woman, okay?
I also feel like they'd make you like, be real fancy. You know what I mean? Like super ladylike. That's super not me.
Yeah.
Either. I'm not walking with books on my head or anything.
Yeah, no. This one. Like if I had to choose, I would choose Durmstrang because I like the cold, and the guys are good looking.
So funny.
That is the only reason. I like the boys. So, yeah, neither.
Sorry. Yeah, neither.
Tiffany, do you have one?
I can pull up one.
I have one. You can look for one while I have one. Caitlin asks, would you rather ride on a thestral or a hippogriff?
Thestral. Ooh. I love thestrals.
Yeah, I think yes. A thestral.
They're ooh, so cool. Wait, it depends. Because I've never seen anyone die. And I think flying on something... Mm. Invisible
could be really scary.
Really scary.
Yeah,
it
could yeah. Be scary.
Ooh.
See, I'd be able to see them, so I would rather ride a thestral.
That took a turn.
Yeah, I mean, I also work in a hospital, so it's not uncommon, you know.
I feel like thestrals are less dangerous, so I'd rather ride on one of them.
That's true.
Mm-mm. And they
I forget how dangerous hippogriffs can be.
Fickle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to, and that's not a bad thing to be, like, super respectful. You should be respectful to all people and animals.
Yes.
But I just feel like hippogriffs are just a little bit more quick to judge, where a thestral's like, please just nuzzle me, because I want to be pet. You know what I mean?
I don't want the bloody chicken to kill me.
It's thestrals for me.
Yeah.
All right. I have a question from Samantha. A meal prepared by Mrs. Weasley or a feast at Hogwarts?
Ooh.
Which both are kind of like feasts, right. You know?
Yeah, but if you get a meal prepared by Mrs. Weasley, you get to go to the Burrow.
That's true.
And, you know, she'll be eating with you and she'll be like, oh, I love you. And you'll be like, I love you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here.
Mrs. Weasley.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mrs. Weasley too because you always hear about Harry having like third and fourth helpings of her food. You don't always hear that about Hogwarts. So
true.
It must be really good.
Must be really famous. Mm-hmm. It's because it's made with extra love. Mm-hmm. This kind of
makes a difference. It makes a huge difference.
It does.
This kind of spins off of that question a little bit. Would you rather have Christmas at Hogwarts or the Burrow?
That's tough.
That's hard.
I feel like Christmas is one of the only times where you could properly explore Hogwarts with not a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Mm. Very true.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But Hogwarts with the Weasleys.
Yes.
It'd be so fun.
I'd say Hogwarts just because I'd like to go exploring and find all the places.
I want to have a snowball fight on the grounds.
It would be ideal if the Weasleys stayed with you, and then you could still have Hogwarts. You could still have Christmas with the Weasleys at Hogwarts.
Listen to her change.
If we went when we would be at Hogwarts,
that's
they wouldn't
true.
Be there.
That's true. Wait, so, like, how many years off would we have been? Like, four years later. It would have been about 4 years later, right? Because he would have graduated, had Harry gone... For 7 years, mm-hmm. He would have graduated in 97 or 8.
Oh, see, I'd be fine.
He'd graduate in 7.
Well, we started, 2001 when we would have started.
He'd graduate.
He would have graduated in 8, so 9, 10, 11, 3 years off.
3 years for you and I.
Right, four years for Katie. Less for Tiffany.
I'm not doing math.
I would have started Hogwarts in 07, so I would have been all right. Yeah.
Ooh, I like this one too. This comes from Liam. Would you rather have to babysit an acromantula or a scroot?
Oh, God.
A scroot.
Scroot.
I hate spiders. Especially tarantula-looking spiders.
Well, like, and they eat people.
Right?
Yeah, that's, oh, yeah, true.
Scroot. It's a baby. It's a baby.
They still gotta eat.
Maybe you can feed it something else.
It has venom. No. It could bite you on
scroots
accident.
Scroots have, like...
Yeah, but...
Scroots, like...
Blasting off.
Blasting off?
Scroots have rainbow buttholes, so...
Scroots have rainbow buttholes. Yeah, that's true.
Pride. Oh, no. Pride. They really do, though. They do.
Nessa, have you been on Universal? Hagrid's motorbike adventure?
No, we haven't been to Universal since it opened. I really want to, though.
It's so good. It's so
and
good.
And look at the Scroots butt.
Yeah,
I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up.
We're not lying. Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is, you just know somebody, like, had to paint its butt rainbow colors.
Yeah.
You have someone there with a little paintbrush, like,
gonna paint this butt.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
Kind of it for me.
Okay, I have a couple. I can pull a couple more. So Janelle asks, would you rather be a Slytherin in a family of Gryffindors or a Gryffindor in a family of Slytherins?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one, though. Both are very, like, my house is best.
I know my answer.
I know my answer. I know.
Probably a Slytherin in a house of Gryffindors.
Yes.
Same.
Same.
I agree. Yeah.
Because that means that you have a better chance of being in a... Like this, I don't want to say this because I always talk about how I hate the stigma on Slytherins, but you have a better chance of being in...
Here we go!
You have a better chance of being in, like, a solid family if your family is Gryffindor and you are a Slytherin. That means that you probably have the good traits of a Slytherin, even though you're a Slytherin.
Yeah, that was my mindset as well. Yeah.
Fair.
So...
I like that. I was thinking that if you were the only Gryffindor amongst Slytherins, I feel like that would drive someone more nuts than being the only Slytherin in a group of Gryffindors. I don't know why.
Like, the Slytherins might gang up on the Gryffindor and be like, eh, you're not a Slytherin.
Because
we're mean? Are you calling me mean?
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm joking.
I don't really know how to explain that, but that's just how I feel.
I get it.
I have, so, like, if you're from Cleveland and, like, with boys' Catholic schools, there's Eds and Ignatius, and I had a cousin that went to Eds, where my entire, like, most of the men in my family went to Ignatius, and they're big rivals. So, like, as much as, like, they gave him, like, how do I say it, because I'm not allowed to say the word I want to say. They gave him, like, stuff for it, if you know what I mean, for, like, going to Ed. But, like, they did not support him. Like, that's just how my family is, you know what I mean? They were like, oh, like, I have to give, like, you know when, like, schools, like, have raffles or whatever they do? I don't know.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, let me see if I have any money for St. Ed's when, like, they really are, like, just pulling their chain, you know what I mean? So that's what it makes me think of. Like, he's an Ed's guy in an Ignatius family where it's, like, a Slytherin in a Gryffindor family.
I hear
it. And really, vice versa.
Okay, I have one more. This is from Virginia. Would you rather use a time turner to turn back time and visit a specific event, or would you rather use an invisibility cloak and be able to go anywhere in the present time undetected?
We've already answered this. Invisibility cloak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that is true.
I would undoubtedly screw something up back in time.
Yeah. Right? That would make me so anxious.
I would, like, ruin my own existence somehow. And
Katie would be the one to step on the butterfly.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, I would. And it would be because I tripped, you know?
I was gonna say, I'm like me, I would probably trip, so would Katie, and then we'd accidentally squash a butterfly.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
Oh my goodness.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good
time. I agree. Oh, Ness, thank you so much for being with us today. That was awesome. So many laughs.
I laugh so much.
I know.
The good laughs.
Yes, yeah, we all needed laughs.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, no, thank you, guys. I can't wait to see you again.
I know. Yeah.
Back at you.
Whenever it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are dark times.
There's no denying. I love him as an actor, not the character, but
I love Scrimgeour. He's like my favorite character ever.
I just think of him in Love Actually, though. It just kills me.
Feeling in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Christmas is on the
come on and let it snow.
Come on and let it snow. Oh my gosh. You guys.
Bill Nighy. That's his name.
Yes.
I've never actually seen that whole movie.
I can't believe that.
Same.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I'm not alone.
Of all time.
Guys, it's on Netflix. Go watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, I guess I have time, so.
Yeah.
You can turn back time.
Plus it has Rick Grimes from The Walking
Dead. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
It does? Oh, I didn't know that.
And Alan Rickman and Emma Thompson. Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's really cute. Just saying.
Who's that other guy? Oh, shoot. Who, something Martin. What's his name? He's in it. The guy that's also in, like, everything else.
Martin Freeman.
Yes. He's in it.
From The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great cast. You should watch it, Tiffany. And you, I can't, we watched it.
I've watched pieces. I've never seen the whole thing together.
Watch it, and you'll never look at Alan Rickman the same again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that in itself is enough for me.
He makes Trelawney cry, is all I'm going to say. And it's not cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not cool.
Okay. Not cool.
But what is cool is this episode.
I'm right. Yeah. Ness, do you want to shout out anything social media wise or any last words for our listeners?
My Instagram is Nessa_Beecroft. My Twitter is @NessToAnne. Should really change that because nobody knows how to spell it. thank you for having me and everybody out there. Stay safe. Stay away from other people because germs. Wash your hands. That's about it. And thank you again for having me.
Yeah, of course.
All sound advice. Okay, I hate to say this last line, but we have to let you go at some point. So that concludes this week's bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.